Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU. Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet later today, the first step in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. The question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change Party was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities when he was arrested. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a spokesperson at the U.S. military headquarters.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
U.S. have been watching the Islamic State facility for weeks. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in the fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver aid to besieged areas. This is VOA News. A bomb attack in Turkey this week is escalating the conflict between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists and further exposing tensions between Ankara and the United States. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reporting.
The attack in the heart of Ankara inflamed Turkey's leaders, drawing a quick and angry promise of retaliation from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who blamed Kurdish separatist groups and their Syrian backers. Southeastern Turkey since last year has become a battleground as Erdogan steps up a crackdown on Kurdish separatists. He has expanded that fight into Syria, with Turkish tanks at the border firing into Syrian territory where Kurdish forces operate. Erdogan's response threatens to further damage the already troubled relationship between Turkey and the United States. The two NATO allies both want Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad out, and both want to destroy the Islamic State group. But their interests are opposed when it comes to the Kurds. While Turkey targets Kurdish fighters in Syria, the United States has armed them and continues to support them. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S. Justice Department asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company unlock the iPhone used by one of the alleged jihadist gunmen in last year's San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to a public statement by Apple's chief, Tim Cook, who said the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken iPhone's security measures. Apple strengthened encryption of its phones in 2014 amid increased public concern about digital privacy. President Obama paid respects to High Court Justice Antonin Scalia as his body lies in repose at the Supreme Court building here in Washington. Hours after reports of Scalia's death last Saturday, Mr. Obama honored the longest-serving justice in brief remarks, saying Scalia influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. Scalia was part of a 5-4 conservative majority on the Supreme Court, and his death has set the stage for a political showdown between President Obama, a Democrat, and the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. The book tells the story of an idealistic white Southern lawyer who defends an African-American man unjustly accused of raping a white woman. The story is set in the Great Depression and is seen through the eyes of the lawyer's young daughter. It is much a story of growing up as it is a tale of racism and injustice. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.